Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be in the land of the living. Amen. 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 I give glory and honor and praise to God this morning just for being God all by himself. We serve a mighty good God. We serve a great God, and he does great things. He's still doing great things. Sometimes we miss it because we're not looking, but God is always doing great things. To Pastor Pickens, I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity. Always opens up his pulpit. Amen. To give us a chance to bring forth the word. So God is good. We're not going to be here long, but if you would, if you have your Bibles, and hopefully you do, or something that has scripture in it, like your phone, we're going to turn to John chapter 8, and we're going to look at verses 31 and 32. Amen. The Gospel of John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. And it reads as follows. Amen. If you have it, say amen.
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 Amen. It reads as follows. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated this morning. I'm going to have a word of prayer. And I'll be preaching from the topic,
Amen.
The truth will set you free.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just come, we thank you and we praise you for another day of life. We thank you for being good and merciful and gracious. And Father God, for this preaching hour, we ask, Father God, that your word would go forth with simplicity and with power. We're praying, Father God, that the hearers will be able to receive what thus saith the Lord. So move me out the way, Lord God. Allow your Holy Spirit to come forth. Do what only he can do, and that speak to your people. And God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The truth will set you free.
Amen.
Most people look for freedom, and people look for freedom in different kinds of ways. People want to be free. Amen.
Amen.
Some people believe freedom is just being able to do what they want. When they want, however they want, no matter what age they are, they just want to be free. Free to go where they want to go, do what they want to do, any way they want to do it. And they consider that to be freedom. Some people think freedom is going and getting more knowledge, like at a college or a university. Amen?
Amen.
If you go to any university campus, on some building it's going to be engraved, the truth shall set you free. Because they believe that the more knowledge you gain, the freer you will become. And so there are people who people call lifetime students. And they're there at a college campus forever learning. But the scripture does say that you can learn and never come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Amen. So there's many ways that people seek to be free. But in this passage of scripture, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he shares with them how to gain true freedom. In this simple verse, he tells his disciples, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The criteria for knowing truth, first, is to believe. He said, Jesus said to those Jews who believed. So he wasn't even talking to everybody. He was talking to those who believe. And when you believe, that's the first step to getting closer to truth. And the closer you get to truth, the freer you become. And what I love about Jesus is he has his definition of freedom is very different than the world. His definition of freedom is very liberating. But it doesn't liberate you to do whatever you want to do. It liberates you to live the way God wants you to live. And so he says to those who believe, if you abide in my word, that's important. How many people have Bibles? I know all Christians have Bibles. The question is not, do you have the Bible? The question is, are you living in it? He said, if you abide in my word. What does abide mean? Abide means to live. Wherever is your home, you abide there. You live there. You live there every day. You get comfortable there. You make your meals there. You eat there. You sleep there. You shower there. You might do other things there, entertain there, but that's your living place, that place where you abide, that place where you live. And Jesus said, if you abide in my word, if we live in his word, if we get comfortable in his word, hallelujah, if we dwell in his word, if we eat his word, if we abide in his word, then you are my disciples indeed. Many, many people think they are Jesus' disciples because they come to church. But I am so glad that Jesus makes it clear, and he does it several times in his gospels. He makes it clear that not everyone who follows him is a disciple. Not everyone who comes to church, even if you come every Sunday, are not a disciple. Hallelujah. He says, if you abide in my word, if that word is not a part of your life, if that word doesn't permeate your soul, if that word doesn't cause you to change, if that word doesn't bring you joy, if that word doesn't bring you peace, then you are not my disciple. But if you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed. Criteria. Sometimes we don't think there's any criteria to following Jesus. But if you read his word, he gives you all kind of criteria for following him. It's not just hit or miss if you truly want to be his disciple. But the truth is, everybody doesn't want to be his disciple. Some people follow Jesus just for the miracles. Some people just came to see what he was going to do. Others came to sneak up on him and to spy on him, to somehow trap him. And so Jesus knew that everybody who was following was not following him because they believed in him, and they were not following him because they wanted to be his disciple. A disciple learns about their teacher. A disciple imitates their teacher. A disciple will say the same words as their teacher. A disciple becomes like their teacher. And Jesus had all-knowing power, so he knew that everybody who was following him really didn't want to be like him. They just wanted what he could give them. And he says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Don't believe that every church-going person knows the truth. If they are not living in that word, they can be led astray. You can be led astray by people professing to be Christians, because a lot of Christians only repeat what they heard. Not that they know it for themselves, but they repeat what they hear other Christians say. And I'm not saying that what they're saying might not be true, but there is that possibility, if they have not lived in the word themselves, that they might be believing something that is not true. And so Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, if Jesus says it, we already know it's what? It's true. There is no other way to be free but to abide in his word, because his word is truth. The Bible tells us that our God cannot lie. And we know, the hallelujah, that the word of God is the Bible is the word of God. And so if God cannot lie, then every word that is written in the Bible is true. Whether you believe it or not does not discredit it and make it not true. It just means that you don't believe it. But if you believe, hallelujah, if you believe the word of God, then it is going to set you free. Hallelujah. But most people, many, many Christians are not free because they read it, but they really don't believe it. They read it, but hallelujah, they don't think God can do what he says he can do. They read it and they think it's for other people, but somehow it doesn't apply to them. And because they won't believe it as being true, they do not get the blessing of being set free. It is absolute truth. It is not objective truth. It is not hit or miss. There is no error in it. If you think there is error in it, that's on you, but it's not on God. It's on you, but it's not on the Word. The Word of God is true. It is true. And if you enter into God's Word believing it is authentic, it is true. It is the absolute truth. If you enter into it with that mindset that what you are reading is absolute truth, then you are going on your way to becoming free. But you got to abide in the Word. So what does the truth free you from? Well, first, hallelujah. It frees you from a lot of things. And I know we don't have time on this morning, so I'm just going to talk about a few. But one thing it'll free you from is lies from the enemy. Amen. How many know that Satan has a lot of lies out there? The Bible says he is the father of lies. We live in a society that is inundated with lies. And the thing about it is people have trouble telling the lie from the truth. People don't know that a lie is a lie anymore. People think everything they hear is truth. Everything they read is truth. But they must not be familiar with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is just that. It's artificial. It is, hallelujah, it is not authentic. It is not absolute. It is artificial truth. And so there are many lies out there, many lies we believe. And the danger about believing a lie is that it can affect your whole life. If you believe a lie, it can destroy your whole life. Ask a woman named Eve about what believing a lie will do to you. Believing a lie will take you out of paradise and put you into a sinful world. Believing a lie will destroy a marriage. Believing a lie will destroy your children. Believing a lie will cause you to commit suicide. Believing a lie can do terrible damage. And so it's important that we know the truth. And not only that we know it, but we believe it. I ask God, how can we get people to understand you have to believe? How do you explain believing? He hasn't given me an answer, but I know that a lot of people hear, but they do not believe. In order to believe, you have to first believe in the one who is saying it to you, the one who is speaking to you. We have a generation of children who don't believe us anymore. They don't believe their parents. They don't believe authority. Somehow they think we've gotten it wrong and they've gotten it right. But the thing about it is, if you just live long enough, you're going to find out that what we were telling you was true. It was truth. And so I don't know how you get people to believe truth. There has to be something done in the heart, so it must be something that only the Holy Spirit can do. Lead us and guide us into truth. But if we know the truth, then we'll be free from the lies of Satan. He is a deceiver. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy, and he does it through lies. Everything he says is a lie. Every time we lie, we are on his side and not on God's side, because lying belongs to him. Lying is one of the nine things that God says he hates. And so lies are something that can be combated, but only through truth. And the truth has to come from the Word of God. Amen. Don't depend on other people to give you truth. You need to seek out truth for yourself. You need to go into the Word for yourself. Every problem you have can be answered in the Word of God. And God will speak truth. He will dispel the lies. And once you know the lie and you can address the lie and you can combat the lie, you'll find that you feel a little bit freer. You'll find that you are able to move without being intimidated. You find that you're able to do things that you couldn't do before because now you have the truth instead of a lie. People live their whole lives sometimes on lies. It is dangerous to live a lie. But Jesus said that you can know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But you have to get in that word. And when you get in that word and find the truth, you're going to have a hallelujah good time to know that what the world has told you is not true. When the world told you you couldn't become anything, it was a lie. When the world told you that nobody loved you, it was a lie. When the world told you you had to look a certain way in order to be accepted by God, it was a lie. When they told you that God only liked a certain race of people, it was a lie. We need to get into the word of God and know for ourselves what the truth is, so that we will not be living underneath a lie. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So knowing the word of God will help you to be free from the lies of the enemy. And like I said before, there are many lies of the enemy. But being free also will keep you from being fearful. Knowing the truth will eliminate fear. Knowing that God is in control will set your soul free. You won't have to worry about what people are doing, what policies are being made, how people are causing people to lose jobs. You won't have to worry about nothing when you know who is in control, when you know who is ruling and reigning and working behind the scene, when you know who is moving us towards that final destination, when you know that God has the whole world in his hand, that all power in heaven and earth belongs to him, then all the fear will go away. But you only know that by abiding in his word and learning who he is. When you learn who God is, fear will be gone, because perfect love cast out fear. Perfect love is from God. He loves us perfectly. There is no flaw in his love for us. He loves us unconditionally. When we do right and when we do wrong, he loves us and he loves us and he loves us. And that love that he gives us helps us to walk around fearless. Yes, I'm fearless, because I trust in a holy God. Yes, I'm fearless, because whether I live or die, I'm going to be with him. Yes, I'm fearless, because what you do to me, God can turn your evil into my good. And so I live fearlessly, because I know in whom I believe, and I know he is able to keep me until he returns. And so living in his word, abiding in his word, you will know the truth, and the truth will release you from fear. Hallelujah. What a good God we serve. No God like our God. And then knowing the truth will free you from your past failures and faults. Ain't nobody else going to release you but Jesus Christ. Ain't nobody going to else go, hallelujah. Ain't nobody else going to be able to get that guilt off of you but Jesus Christ. And when you read his word has a way of cleaning you up. Oh, think about David and how David sinned against Bathsheba. And then he wrote that beautiful Psalm 51, asking God to create in him a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Only God can do that. Only God can allow our past to be in the past, because people want your past to be your present. People want your past to be your future. But gee, hallelujah, Jesus said your past is past. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He makes you a new creation in Christ. But you won't know that truth until you get into his word. When you get into his word, it'll clean you up. When you get into his word, it'll break you down. When you, hallelujah, when you get into his word, he will show you how he can change you, how he can mold you, how he can make you, how he can recreate you into the image of his dear son. If you get into his word, you can be free from your past. Even when somebody brings it up, you'll just say, yes, That's what I used to be, but that's not what I am anymore, because the blood of Jesus has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. It gives you a ground to stand on. You will be free, and you'll be free indeed. You won't care what the enemy says. You won't care what the enemy does, because you know you're an overcomer. You know that nothing will separate you from the love of God. You know that you are in him, and greater is him that is in you than he that is in the world. You will know that Jesus loved you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. You do not have to perish. You do not have to die. You do not have to hang your head in shame. You do not have to walk around with guilt. You can be free, and you can be free indeed, but it comes from abiding in the word of God. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be set free today? Anybody want to be set free in their spirit, set free in their minds? It says that Jesus came to set the captives free. Some people don't even know that they're in captivity. They need to read their word to learn that they're in captivity. Every lie that you bring has become a stronghold. Every lie that you keep walking in becomes a stronghold. You are in captivity, and you need to be set free. But the only one who can set you free is Jesus Christ our Lord. And as they read the scripture earlier, he is the word of God. Every time I read the word of God, hallelujah. Every time I read the word of God, I am reading what thus saith the Lord. What he says is true. It is all the way true. There is no error in it. And if we will learn how to abide in the word, then we will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Praise be unto God. Gives us the victory. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."